countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, it's a traditional time of the year when many farmers buy cattle to feed over the winter and then in the spring they sell them. They're known as store cattle. It's a bit of a gamble because there's always the risk that prices might fall in the intervening 6 months and you'd be feeding cattle all winter to lose money, especially, of course, with Brexit getting near. But how's the trade going? Suzanne Campbell, good morning.
Good morning.
You were in Carnaross.
I was in lovely Carnaross earlier this week. Just north of Kells, very near the border, very near Cavan, obviously just outside Cavan and the troublesome counties in relation to the virus. And we'll talk about that in a minute because it has had a big effect on how marts are run. And yes, this is the time where I suppose cattle have to go into sheds. People are selling cattle off the land because you can't sustain them on most Irish land over the winter. They need them gone. What do you do if you're a buyer? I mean, what will the price be like next year? Will Irish beef be carrying tariffs? Where is it all going to go? For example, if there was a no-deal Brexit, our beef could carry, you know, depending on different cuts, up to 60% of its value in tariffs. In 2018, if you look at it this way, we sold €1 billion worth of beef into the UK alone, 211,000 tonnes. And a lot of those cattle would be traditionally sold now as weanlings or stores then, and then finished off next year. So it's a bit of a gamble whether you buy those cattle now or whether you lose money next year. So went up to Carnaross Mart, very, very brisk trade. Prices are very good. And it was ahead of the posse in a way, this Mart, because it had an online platform up and going just before the last lockdown. This is working very well. You can't go into the ring unless you're buying cattle. You have to register, wear a mask. And if you are selling, you drop off your livestock in the morning and you go away again. You can watch it online. So I asked, first of all, auctioneer Jim Fox, how it's all going.
The online system is really working real well because people that doesn't want to stay around the yard all day, they can go home and we tell them roughly what time the cattle is going to go through it and they can bid online. It's working great for both people, sellers and the buyers. We start number around 6 o'clock, 6 to 9. They leave their cattle off, we number them up the chutes, they don't handle them at all. Basically, they get their numbers and they go home and watch the sale online. We don't encourage them around the ring at all, we don't actually allow them around the ring. Basically, all you have around the ring is buyers. And at the minute, we are limiting the amount of buyers too we can have around the ring.
Now, this mart is very well set up because it had built an online platform when the first lockdown came. Would this be typical of many marts?
No, we were probably the first in the area and we were very successful when it started off. A lot of the other marts would have followed us. And there is certain marts in the area that kind of does it on a low key. It's working for them too, but they'd be discouraging at some of them. Whereby we'd be encouraging it.
And how much of the trade on balance is online and in people coming into the ring and buying?
It's very surprising the amount of bids that comes online. 90% of the cattle, there'd be some bid of some sort online. Possibly 40 to 50% would be bought out online and the rest would be bought around the ring. So there's a big volume of it there.
So there you heard the auctioneer and you heard his voice at the beginning. It's an amazing job. The amount of throughput of animals there, nearly all sell. You're asked as a buyer, do you want to take the price? And you can say, no, I'll take them back home again. But few people do. They just want rid of them at this time of the year. Again, what's going to happen with Brexit after Christmas? Will the EU buy beef from third countries? And I asked farmers about this. Was that inherent in their decision? But nearly all actually still had faith in buying this week. And few were walking away from buying stores or changing spec, Damien, like buying cheaper cattle, kind of less fancy cattle. Are you here buying or selling today?
Buying.
Do you buy any online?
I wouldn't. You have to see an animal to really study them and buy them.
So you want to see them in the flesh before
you put
a bid on them?
Yes.
Prices are quite good at the moment. Why do you think that is with Brexit and the uncertainty?
I can't understand it. I don't know. With everything going on at the minute, I don't know. I hear there's a lot of cattle going to go north next year.
So you're buying stores, are you?
No, I do buy breeding heifers. They're a different type of animal to beef animals that are scarce. They're not that easy got.
What are you selling today?
Heifers.
Do you expect to get a good price?
I do expect a good price. They're very strong at the minute.
Is it a bit of a risk people buying now?
I don't think so, because regardless of Brexit, people still have to eat. And a lot of their beef is coming from here, from the south.
But it will have tariffs on it. Would it not send the UK to buy more beef from third countries and America and all the rest?
I don't think so, because the quality of the beef they're getting here and what you'll get from America or from South America, where there's very little regulation, it's not going to happen. I can't see the British people going away from Irish beef.
Kevin Morta from Longford.
What are you selling here today?
Heifers, 20 of them.
Would you expect to get a good price?
I do indeed.
Why is the trade sort of good at the moment, in your opinion?
Sure, we don't know. There must be a bit of a scarcity of beef anyway at the present time, seemingly. Markets enough for it. But there can be changes. We don't know what's coming down the line.
Yeah, trade is holding well. Perhaps time of year, cattle to be sold off the land, cattle to be bought for sheds. Maybe scarcity of beef, in a sense. It's leaving a good floor in the market for all cattle. And live exporters buying weanlings as well. They have contracts to fill.
People are still buying stores and willing to take that risk, because they won't be selling those cattle till at least the spring of next year.
Yeah, well, one thing about the Irish farmer always took pride in his cattle. For a man to change from buying top quality Charlies to change to perhaps Angus or Hereford, it's not in his nature.
The last voice you heard there was Mart manager Pádraig McIlroy. Really busy, you know, there's so much going on in the marts. Even with less people there, the sales, the food chain is still very much active. It's just adapted, and so much of it has adapted online. Of course, everyone there is wearing a mask, is 2 metre distance. There's no calling in for the chats if you're not buying. And Damien, you would know, the Mart canteen, it's a bit like your local GA club, you know, or football club. Around Dublin or around
social,
urban towns. It's a
social
massive
centre,
social
yeah.
thing, because even if you're not buying or selling cattle, you can call in on a Tuesday evening for the sale at 5 o'clock, for example. See your local people. You
Get
know,
a good dinner.
Have a good dinner. The food in Mart's is absolutely fantastic. They do proper builder's tea, dark thick tea, and loads of banter, loads of slagging. So right. That's kind of all gone. Now, Carnar Ross has tables outside and has a lovely sheltered area. And that is had a big impact, you know, that kind of lack of socialisation, particularly for elderly farmers on their own, who this would be a really important part of their week. And with masks gone and with funerals gone and all the rest, and the GEA kind of now gone, it's had a big effect. I asked Heather Hamill there, who works in the canteen at Carnar Ross, about how things have changed in that regard.
Well, I suppose we've seen some farmers who would have been here regularly every week don't come anymore. And it literally was one of their social outlets. If you think of the old bachelor farmer, and they've very little social interaction, and this would be one of their big days out, if you like.
Yeah.
So that's missing. And when we have seen them come back, they're just delighted to be able to see people again and talk to them and see their friends. Mm-hmm.
How many farmers will you expect in today? You don't know, do you? Because the system's so different now.
That's right. There's the online buying now, so we would see less people in and around the mart. But still with that, you do have still plenty of people coming. They still like to see their cattle in person.
Have their dinner.
And have their dinner and be well looked after and have a bit of a chat. And yeah. Again, have that social interaction.
No, well, with the restrictions, you're just here to do your business and out again. You know, because we have to appreciate this virus is getting very serious, and we have to keep our social distance. Go in, get what you have to get done, and get out again.
Especially in this area, you're not far from the border here.
Look at Cavan, Monaghan, Donegal, they've all got a lot of cases of it, and also in the 6 counties. So, you know, for the next 6 weeks, 2 months, we're going to have to keep our distance until this virus dies down a bit.
Well, that's the sad part of what's happening. It was a social scene. There was farmers coming in, maybe not trading on the day, coming in and meeting their neighbours, getting a good dinner in the canteen. It was a day out for them. We'd like to see that back, but at the minute, it's not happening. So it is a big social thing against farmers, that they cannot mingle with their neighbours and their friends. That's affecting farmers in a big way, sadly.
Yeah, the voices of Paul Duffy there from County Monaghan and Jim Fox ending that report there from Carnar Ross. Martha by Suzanne Campbell. Suzanne, as always, thank you very much. Still
thank
to come
you.
On Countrywide.